Hello, all K-pop fans, stans, and everyone in between. I'm Dan. I know nothing about K-pop, but that doesn't stop my friends from dragging me into the K-pop abyss. Just bring him out here. Where are you guys here?
Hi, Dominique.
Hi, Melissa.
Present, Jamie.
Okay, so what are we talking about this week, Dom?
So today we are talking about photo cards.
I like photo cards.
Yeah,
I
you
know
do.
You have a problem. That's the whole reason why we're doing this.
is this an intervention episode for Melissa?
It's more like a shame episode, if anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no intervening that.
Yeah, there's
no
bringing
her
any
back.
Help
Got
for
it.
Me at this point.
No.
Oh.
There's really no
it's
help.
A point and laugh episode.
Pretty much. Okay, so photo cards. We've mentioned them briefly before.
You've seen them before.
You've also seen them before. But basically, photo cards are this thing where within albums, they insert kind of like a selfie of one of the members, like a behind the scenes kind of selfie that they take and put on this like really thin cardboard paper or matte gloss kind of thing. And then just stick it in there, and the goal is to collect them all if you're that type of person.
Melissa? Apparently Melissa is.
Yeah.
I'm not a collect them all. I collect specific members.
That's I'm going to collect the ones I want.
Of collect them all.
Basically, I collect the ones I want.
And
as
do you
in
want
respect
a lot?
Of what, I have a lot of photo cards.
All right. Anyway, going back to photo cards. These things aren't limited to just albums. They could be at broadcast recordings, special events, fan signs, pre-order bonuses, so on so forth, keynotes, blah blah blah. The thing about this is it's kind of blown up very recently, like in the last couple years, I want to say, really, where people essentially trade and or sell / buy them for kind of ridiculous amounts of monies sometime.
I am curious, do you have any examples of how big of people like have flipped these things?
Like more than the album is worth?
A lot more?
Yeah.
So the base price for just a photo card that you want can range from as little as like $10 to as expensive as I think like $500.
Yeah, I've seen eBay. It's sometimes I've seen the rare ones. It looked like average about two something.
There are ones that go for more, I've seen. Because up until for the one that I just got, because SM did the repackage for the Superhuman Kinos, the card that I was trying to get would average anywhere around $350 to $400. And I went, no, I'm not paying that.
You almost did.
No, she legitimately.
Is this true? Did you almost did?
Okay, so let me put this into perspective. Melissa, how many kinos did you buy of the Superhuman restock?
Any.
Superhuman kino restocks.
$27.99 each.
Too many.
Yeah, kinos are $27.99 each. And it's this little plastic square that you plug into your phone to access the album on an app so you can listen to the music. And she bought out, I think, almost pretty much the entire stock at our local K-pop store. It was like 16 of them. No, 16 plus at this point, I think. And she got... In all of those cards, in all of those boxes that she bought, she got the one she wanted. It was one out of, like, 17 or 18 Akinos.
Pulled a lot of Johnny, though.
He has no words.
I don't. I really don't. Like, this is as bad as fucking Pokemon cards here right now.
It kind of is.
Cards that have actually gone down a lot, but also... Pokemon cards are nowhere near as expensive.
Some do, though.
There are some cards that are much more expensive Pokemon card wise, but then they also have that whole it's never going to be reprinted again. It's gonna they're from really old editions, and then there's the whole misprint factor, and then there's the like there's a lot of factors that go into a Pokemon card average.
Do photo cards have this kind of thing?
Not really. Okay,
no, not at all.
Okay.
So Pokemon cards have like an actual TCG like community and stuff about it. Photo cards are just basically people just going, hey, I want that piece of card. Like, there's nothing really special about these. Like, it's something they print out by like the dozens.
It's a picture of a person.
The hundreds, really.
And yet people are willing to pay for like $500 for one of these.
Yeah, things. For a physical copy of it, when you could probably find the same image online for nothing.
Yeah, a lot of people actually do replicas these days.
Yeah.
And so then, like, add little touches just so you can denote them from, like, the actual. So, you know, someone doesn't buy a replica and then turn around and be like, I'm going to sell this for a lot of money and, like, lie to people.
You're describing a black market right now, right?
People do it, though.
Okay.
You'd be surprised with the number of people that actually would do like scam within a community like this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, these are photo cards. They should not be going through this issue. Like, what the hell?
It shouldn't, but it does.
Anyway, back to photo cards. A little bit of backstory. Photo cards were actually started by Girls' Generation because they added one into specifically their O mini album.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a repackage of their, I believe their... Yeah, it was like a repackage mini or something like that. I actually have that album somewhere in my room right now. It was probably like one of the first K-pop CDs that I got. In case people didn't know where photo cards started and wanted to claim bullshit, that's where it actually started. It was never a thing until Girls' Generation did it.
Okay.
Continuing.
I believe you.
It's, you know,
the problem is we do have to clarify because there's a lot of problems within the fandom of delusion in terms of certain things. So I want to clarify.
I'm just gonna... Okay, so... SM is the best at, like, selling you shit. That's basically what happened. And, like, everyone else was like, oh, that's a good idea. And then we got Melissa. That's what happened. A, B, C. C is Melissa.
Hi.
Yeah.
So Melissa is pretty deep in the photo card community, essentially. With the trading, the proofs, the selling, the buying, the group orders.
And again, these are always like randomized on each album, so you're never guaranteed to get the one you want.
Depends on the album, actually.
What was that?
It depends.
It actually depends on the album, because I know like sometimes Monster X will just tell you which photo cards are in which version of the album. But then other times they will just be like, I don't know, you gotta guess.
So there are a couple variations to how the photo cards work now.
Mm-hmm.
If I break it down, you remember how we said there's different versions of albums now? Mm. Like you have version A, B, C, and D, say. Sometimes the album versions will be member specific, so the photo card you get will be at that member. But then within that member variants album, you have the member specific photo card, but then there'll be a couple different variants of that member within that album. So like if you buy a member specific one, it could be 2-3 different
photos of them.
You could get it within that specific album. Like if photo cards have become a complete game of forcing people to buy more albums to get this.
Sometimes
photo
the same
card.
One.
So that's one way of the photo cards work. Another way is, you know, you just have one set of photo cards. You put in one in each into the album, and you get who you get. And then you have the album variation specific photo card set variation. So say you have album red and album black. Well, black will have all the members. Like, there'll be one photo card for each of the members, but that'll be out specific to just album black. You can only get this photo card in album black of this member. And then album red will have essentially a different color scheme or a different outfit, different selfie set. And then you can only get album, the red version of the photo card in that album. And then you have the pre-order bonuses.
Oh, God.
So pre-order bonuses, they can have a hollow foil over it. Or it'll
Hollow foils.
Yeah.
I also have a few lenticular ones. So yeah. There's that, too.
Lenticular photo cards have been getting more popular now, too. But so for pre-order benefits, each site that you order from that does a major thing will often cut a deal with the company. Hey, provide us a set of selfies. We'll make photo cards of it and then add it on as a pre-order bonus to entice people to buy the album. So you get an extra photo card on top of that. And then sometimes the company will provide each website, essentially, with the same selfie set. So what the websites will do is go, oh, I'm going to add a hollow foil print over it. So it looks, it changes with the light, it's multi-chrome, or there's like hollow flex on it. And then you have one where it's like a special photo card set where we're the only ones who have this selfie set of the members. And then you have just the normal cards where it's just the members that have the hollow version, but it's without the hollow. And that's just the album-based photo cards.
Capitalism.
Yeah.
This is worth the gacha game.
It Pretty is much. Worth the gacha game. SM, for the most part, I believe, has stuck to one selfie set per, like, version, kind of. Not version, but style of album, because they have Kino photo cards. And then they have the album photo cards, and they have the jewel case photo cards. And then sometimes if they have the photo book version selfie cards.
Photo book version.
Yeah, so photo book album, there's photo book albums, there's case version albums, there's Kino, and then there's jewel cases, like, because jewel cases are making a comeback for some reason.
Stupid.
And then you get into the official photo cards that aren't album specific. And those are the broadcasting photo cards, the special events photo cards, the fan sign photo cards.
There's a lot.
Those three are the main ones. So broadcast photo cards in Korea, we've shown you the music stages, right?
Mm-hmm.
So fans can, on certain stages, if it's an open recording, then fans are allowed to enter the building and watch their favorites perform. Or they'll go there on the day that those idols are there to perform, and then they'll have little fan meetings in between the wait time because there's there for like 8+ hours, and they can't go anywhere else. Not unless you're like a really big group that have all kinds of different schedules on the same day.
Or you're a soloist.
Yeah, or you're a soloist. And you just go home to sleep. So me. But basically, they'll hold these little fan meetings outside of the building. And then they'll hand out like these photo cards going like, hey, thanks for coming. And then those are limited to just that broadcast during this promotion period. And then you have the fan sign ones where if you're lucky enough to get into a fan sign after buying so many albums and getting your name drawn out of the lotto, you get special photo cards from that. And then you get special photo cards for special events. So they usually have like these kiosk machines where you can like basically print out pay money and print out special photo cards that are only available during this event at this thing. The most recent one that so comes to mind...
You literally get to print them out fresh.
Yeah. The most recent one that comes to mind right now is Dreamcatcher, because they had like a whole dedicated discography museum where they had a lot of their old albums on display and were selling them, and then like their outfits, and then like there were a whole like interactive photo boards where you can tap it and then you give them, it gives the photo hearts and stuff. Anyway, you could essentially print out and customize the photo cards, and you could only do that on that for like that week or so. Another special event is you get a special photo card when you attend one of their birthday events.
Day events?
Yeah, so they, so in Korea, so, the idols will hold like small fan signs, or not fan signs, fan meetings, and then they'll invite certain people who get lucky enough to win off of the fan cafe to come to the birthday event, and then they all sit down and then they basically interact with the member, kind of. So the member is just sitting there talking, interacting, they'll sing like a song or two, do covers. They have like this little event where you can take a quiz with them, and then they review the answers with you, and then so on and so forth. And then most times, I say most because I don't know entirely how every birthday event works, but they'll give out a little photo card of the member whose birthday it is, and it's specific to that, just that event.
Wow.
So those are all the official ones. There's more, probably more, but I honestly can't remember all of them.
I had no idea these small little pieces of cardboard with pretty pictures on them were such a big deal.
I mean, I don't think we're ones to talk, considering we're all collectors in our own capacity and have essentially knickknacks that other people would be like, why is that worth so much?
I mean, yeah, there, I guess you can look this at Pokemon card collections and think the same thing, but at least that's a game. These are just pictures.
What gets me more is the fact that the photo cards have like this whole like exclusive thing, but then... Yeah, this exclusive economy, essentially, like, because if it's going to make the company money, of course they're going to do reprints. So I don't understand why people pay so much money for it. Unless you're like Dreamcatcher company and they don't do reprints. God, hate them
so much.
Which
I guess it will just increase the value of those photo cards.
Not really.
Oh.
Okay. But that's personally to me, because I don't care enough to go out of my way to participate.
Melissa on the other hand.
Yeah.
I'm also on that side of, they're cool. Like, if
yeah,
I get like, them, I get them.
Yeah, but, like, I got the member I wanted. Oh, I got a member that I don't like as much, but it's still cool. I got this card, like.
But, like, half of my albums aren't even, like, idols, so... Non-idols don't have these, so, like, I don't really care in the first place.
All right, well, as we're wrapping down here, what's a takeaway from all this? Like, what should, like...
Never start photo card collecting.
Don't ever start.
Okay. I can't say that, because, like, if you enjoy it, then, you know, do it at your own pace.
I mean, I
want to say...
It's everyone to each their own kind of thing. Like, right. Me and Jamie could care less. Melissa is obviously so heavily invested.
And then she's got, like, all these ways of getting them, which is the crazy part. I don't know.
I've traded for them before. It was kind of funny.
Well, let's bring it on to this week's descent.
Yeah, so this week was my choice. This one's a really old group. And there's a bit of sad backstory kind of thing. So, but the song I chose was Evil's Get Up. Boy,
Okay, so before I go into my thoughts, I really am curious about the whole backstory about this thing.
So they debuted in 2012 and released a song. I don't remember what that song is. And then they released in 2013, they released Get Up, which I did know about because I think it was pretty popular. As popular like as a song could really be. But it's kind of one of those one-hit wonder cases where they essentially disappeared.
Really?
They officially disbanded, not officially, but unofficially officially disbanded in 2015.
Hold on, what the fuck did you just say?
Unofficially, officially.
About favoritism with a certain member. Yeah, basically they had two mini albums and then disappeared.
Unofficially, okay. Officially.
Yeah.
Huh. Fascinating. So they released this song. It was a one-hit wonder, and that's it.
It did decently well.
Huh?
It wasn't, like,
okay.
Big, huge, like, hit, but...
I was okay, well... deep in K-pop at this point, and I totally missed them. So that's how that is.
One of okay, those, so, if you knew it was good kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yes, because honestly, I thought the song was super unbelievably unforgettable. Because it just stayed at one pace. It stayed at one tone to me. The beat stayed at one like rhythm. It was like I forgot about it as soon as I watched it. I didn't really like the song.
I think because like it's in the vein of like the early second or like late second, early third generation style where it's like it's kind of like a catchy beat with like certain words that just kind of pierce into your head and just stay there if you listen to it enough.
Hmm.
It's it's kind of it's like that very specific style that like I think like 21 was known for at the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And quite frankly, Blackpink is doing now. So, you know, whatever.
Oof, we are shots fired.
And all I had to say was, holy shit, 360p, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, no, wait. You watched it in 360p? I was able to watch this in 1080.
How? I couldn't find... I did not.
I set it to 1080.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Okay. yeah, so if you guys want to recommend a song for The Descent, hit us up on the official network social at NGP Productions on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have a YouTube page, and while you're there, find our Discord link on each account, and you can... It's basically the best way to talk to us on a regular basis. We're always there, always hanging out, and we'd love to hear from you guys. But another way to hear it from us is to hit us up on our personal socials. So, Dom?
It's Twitter at TheStRaven.
Melissa?
At Subject Despair.
Jamie?
At Violet Dreadly on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find myself at Perpetual Player on Twitter. And if you guys want to support us, we do have a Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/NGPPro. But the best way to support us, guys, is to just share with your friends and leave us a rating, a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to our show. Let's get noticed on all those algorithms. Until the next episode, guys, this has been Dragging the K-Pop Abyss, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. I'm gonna go get some more.